Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Cut the cameras, I'm about to
What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy, the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne the God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, USA.
Yo.
Angela is out. What's poppin', Charlamagne?
Peace to the planet. It's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday. Good morning.
Good morning to you. The birds are chirping.
Too early for the birds. No birds are chirping yet.
Well, salute to all the birds out there. What's happening? Birds is ready to go, okay? They going. When the Breakfast Club starts, the birds start, all right?
Goodness gracious.
What's happening? How you feel, man?
I'm tired, man. I ain't even gonna lie.
Not me.
I am tired.
I am blessed, black, and highly favored. I feel full of energy right now.
Not me. Shout to Revolt. I was in Atlanta yesterday shooting for something for Revolt, a new show that they have coming on, which is going to be... So it'll be great for a lot of entrepreneurs or people out there that's trying to start their own business or people that's, just started their new business and just starting off and trying to figure out how to get things done, how to get financing and all that. So shout out to Revolt. So I was out in Atlanta yesterday, shooting that show. So I'm excited for you guys to see that. I guess that's coming out probably early next year.
That's dope. I did a, you know what's so interesting? I did a, for tonight, my late night talk show comes on Comedy Central, 10 p.m., mm-hmm. The God's Honest Truth. And my episode tonight is Capitalism Cap. Mm. And so I have Dr. Claude Anderson on. Mm-hmm. I have the master investor Ian Dunlap on. Mm-hmm. And I have Kevin Hart on.
Okay.
Yeah, tonight. So we're talking about the same thing.
Yeah, so that's pretty
dope. Same thing.
Revolt is doing a lot now.
They ain't doing the Breakfast Club. So I walked in here this morning because I ain't been in most of the week. And I guess Revolt cleared out. I'm just realizing, like, damn, Revolt really had a lot of stuff in here.
Yeah, and they did. And that wasn't on, well, the fact that Revolt's not here is not on Revolt. That is on IR.
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
No, I'm just telling you.
Now you're telling family business.
Because you said they not here no more, but it ain't because of them. They wanted to be here.
I don't know nothing about the ins and outs of the inner workings.
Well, I'm telling you, sir.
Hey, don't get an email talking about you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I know. I spoke to them last night.
You heard both sides?
No.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
I spoke to the Diddy side, though.
Exactly.
I spoke to the Diddy side.
I ain't saying
side.
Diddy wrong. I'm just saying, you know.
I don't know what inner work is, but Revolt wanted to be here. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what happened with the numbers, if it was too little, too loud.
Lord have mercy. You just chatting.
I just said,
Why
don't
you
know.
So chatty?
I just said, don't know.
Why
I just
so
said,
chatty this
they
morning?
They said Revolt wanted to be here.
What are you chat about?
They said Revolt wanted to be here.
What are you chat about this morning? What are you chat about?
Shout out to Cherie. Shout out to Revolt and everybody. Had a great time yesterday. Good time in Atlanta yesterday. I just got back about an hour and a half ago. So
okay.
Shout to Revolt. All right.
We got anybody on the show this morning?
No
right?
Mm-mm. Yeah. Just me and you.
It's the holidays,
just
man.
Just me and you.
Hey.
Just the two. Yes, this is our last day. We're on vacation.
We are?
Yeah, today's the last day. And then we're back after Thanksgiving.
For real? So we not here next week? I know you wasn't here
next week's Thanksgiving
and Friday.
Yes, we're on vacation.
Oh, all week?
All week.
Wow. The hell I came in the day for then?
I'm trying to figure it out.
God damn.
No, you don't understand. You're the only reason. Well, I ain't going to say you're the only reason, but you're one of the reasons why I came back. I'm like, Angela Yee's not here. Charlamagne's going to be here by himself.
I'm here for no damn reason.
Yes, you are.
Lord have mercy. Well, God must have a plan for the day.
So I don't know.
I'm going to enjoy it. Let's hurry up and get this thing over with.
I don't know what the plan is.
Come on, start the show.
I don't know what plan is.
Faster we start, the faster we can finish.
All right. Well, when we come back, we got front page news. Kamala Harris. That's what we're talking.
Who that is?
You don't know who Kamala Harris is?
Yeah, that name sounds familiar.
You don't know she's the black woman as vice president?
Oh,
she came up here beforehand.
Yeah, we haven't seen her since. Yeah. I ain't seen it. No, I talked to her once since she was VP.
No.
Talk about flip the script. Lord have mercy.
She has low approval rating, so we're going to talk about that, and she's going to explain why.
Where?
Well, we'll do it next. Hopefully. I'm trying to get this thing together here.
Okay.
What you burning over there? Weed?
Palo Santo.
No. Is that like weed?
No, it's not like weed, sir. Relax.
Smells like a little
bit. Clearing the room of all negative energy. Yeah. Setting my intention for the day, sir.
Okay.
I want to be happy.
All right. Okay. Cool little Hanes socks on there. All right, let's get the show cracking. Front page news is next at the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, Vice President Kamala Harris. Now, she was on Good Morning America, and she speaks about a lot. So she talks about inflation and the chain supply.
When did she do this?
Yesterday.
It's one of the highest priorities, actually, for the president and for me. And so we're dealing with this issue in a number of ways. Short term, one of the issues is the supply chain. We're seeing a bottleneck, and we need to relieve that bottleneck. So we brought together everyone from the Teamsters to Target to say, hey, let's all bring everyone together, from the truckers to the folks who are moving product, and let's open up some of our major ports for work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's happening, and we're seeing great results. Long term, we need to bring down the cost of living.
Now, she also talks about her and Biden's low approval ratings.
Most Americans don't think the administration is keeping its promises. How do you explain that, and how do you fix it?
Polls, they go up, they go down. But I think what is most important is that we remain consistent with what we need to do to deal with the issues that we're presented with at this moment. And so let's again look at what we accomplished. It's historic in nature, at least the biggest investment in infrastructure in a generation in America.
Polls go up and polls go down.
All I know is now that the approval ratings are low, they want to pop up and do damage control. No, Biden. Okay, no, Kamala. We don't want to see anything but tangible solutions to make the community better. Infrastructure bill, cool. All right. Broadband in rural areas, I'm definitely for that. But don't forget about that George Floyd Policing Act, all right? Until y'all get rid of that filibuster, all right, so y'all can properly govern and really put some legislation through, ain't nothing shaking for y'all.
Now, Kamala also talks about being underused.
They think you can be more helpful than you've been asked to be. Do you share that frustration? What do you say to your friends who are frustrated?
This was a good week. And this week, when we got this bipartisan infrastructure act passed and signed by the president, makes a statement about all of the hard work that has gone into it. We're getting things done, and we're doing it together.
So you don't feel misused or underused?
No, I don't.
Oh, Lord. I really wish the Democrats would just let Vice President Harris be the bad guy, meaning, like, let her say the things that, you know, Joe Biden can't say. Let her call out Manchin and put the pressure on Manchin and the cinemas of the world. Let her be that person.
Well, your president, Joe Biden, is balling. He spent $5 billion. You want to know what he spent $5 billion on?
Don't say it like that. That man ain't got no $5 billion, though.
He spent $5 billion on 10 million courses of Pfizer COVID treatment pill. Now, this pill is
the hell
effective.
You just said?
There are 10 million courses of Pfizer COVID treatment pill. It's highly effective in preventing hospitalization among high-risk adults in a clinical trial.
There's a COVID pill?
Yes, where you been? You don't be listening. I saw the
COVID pill, but I didn't know it was done. I saw that they was working on it.
Yeah, they said the delivery of the pill will start at the end of this year and continue through 2022.
Niggas ain't got time for no more pills, man. Pills?
Yeah.
So what, instead of getting the shot, you get the pill?
Are you asking me, bro? I'm just telling you what they're telling me. You want me to lie? You want me to lie? You want me to lie or not? I'm just telling you what they're telling me. He's not here. I don't know. But that's what he just spent $5 billion on, all right?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If it gets you high, some of these people going to take it. Right? They're going to add it right there with their perks and their zannies and everything else. That's what they need to spread. They need to put out a rumor on the internet that them Covies Them Kobe pills get you high. Better than Perks.
Oh, my God.
If they say that, it's going to be a lot of people try them. I'm telling you that right now.
All right. Well, that is your front page news. And last night, the Patriots beat the Falcons 25-0.
Patriots look good. Not as good as my Cowboys, but they look good.
Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open again. 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
It's Chanel.
Hey, Chanel. Good morning. Get it off your chest, mama.
I want to know why Chaka Khan was so tipsy last night on Versus.
You leave Soraka Khan alone now.
She was twisted.
Man, at one point, she turned around and looked at Stephanie Mills and was like, aren't you going to help me? I was like, oh, my God.
Stephanie was singing every song with Chaka. Every song Chaka did, Stephanie ended up singing all Chaka songs.
Chaka was a little twisted last night. Auntie was a little twisted.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Let Soraka Khan enjoy her life, okay?
She needs some Tito's, not
Soraka,
okay?
Oh, yeah.
My goodness. All right. Well, thank you, Mama.
People love Tito's, boy.
I didn't see Versus last night. I know it was supposed to come on at 6 p.m. Eastern time, they said.
I watched it last night.
Then at about 7, 8, 9, I stopped watching. Then I seen a DJ battle come out of nowhere. I was like, what the hell's going on? Hello, who's this?
This is Tyrone calling from Miami. How you guys doing this morning?
Tyrone, what up? Get it off your chest, brother.
Man, I just want to say, man, I'm blessed, man. You guys have me laughing early this morning, man. Hey, Charlamagne, you say why you came to work today, man? That just cracked me up, man.
I'm dead serious.
He usually is the one that take off the Friday before we have vacation. So when he said he was coming in, I was kind of surprised. Angelique's off. I seen her in Booby Trap, the strip club last night. And I said, I got to come back because I didn't want to leave my brother here by himself.
I had no idea.
I feel you, man. Hey, DJ Envy, man, I got to tell you, man, I'm going to be at the car show in Miami when you come, man.
That's what it is, man. You got your tickets and everything already? You bringing the kids and the family?
Oh, of course, man. I'm bringing all five of them, man.
Okay.
All five of my kids, man.
That's what it is. We have a lot of fun, man. We got NASCARs coming through, monster trucks. We got celebrity cars. It's amusement rides for the kids. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. So come on out and have a family fun day, brother.
And this is my first time calling, too, man. I never get through, man. This is my first time talking to you guys.
Well, we feel good talking to you this morning, brother.
Hey, Charlamagne, you know what? You can send me a book now. I got you.
Only thing I got in here right now is The Unapologetic Guide to Black Mental Health and Tamika Mallory's State of Emergency. But I'm going to send them to you, okay?
Okay, appreciate you.
Salute.
Angela Yee, I'll say hi. She's not dead this morning. I can't talk to her, but.
Her name is Angela Yee.
Will you call her?
Yee.
You call her Angela Lee. But all right.
Yee.
No, I said Yee.
All right.
Y'all not going to mess me up, man. I know what I said, man.
You said Lee.
I know what you said. I heard you, King.
I said Yee, man.
All right, I ain't
I heard you.
You ain't getting no sleep. You need to take a nap, man.
Oh, I need to take a nap. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, have a good one. I do need a nap, though.
All right. I know it because you can't even hear me right now.
Have a blessed day, sir.
Oh, wait. I got to pay my hole. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, good morning, Evie. Good morning, Angela. Good morning, Charlamagne.
Peace, King. What's the
up,
word?
Man? Get off your chest.
Not much, man. I just want to say bless. Thank you, God. Thank you, guys, for everything you guys do. Thank you for my wife. And DJ Envy, I just wanted to talk to you about something about my grandpa. He actually has dementia right now. And I know that your mother-in-law used to have it. I want to say that it's very hard to see someone that you love, you know, go through that. And I just wanted to talk. I just wanted to ask if you guys have a baby name for you and Gia.
Well, you got a name for us?
Well, I have a recommendation. So basically, it's for a tribute to Gia's mother. You guys can do the city that she was born in.
I thought
example,
of that.
Like,
yo,
kid.
That's what I thought, but they don't want to use that name. That's what I want. So that's the name I was
who's
going
they?
With. Kingston. You know, she's from Kingston, Jamaican. But I was like, Kingston would be cute. But my wife was like, it might be a little masculine. But I'm like, Kingston is dope. It's just a dope name.
Hey, man, at the end of the day, it's always going to be her decision, but that is a pretty good idea.
That's the same thing. You might have just pushed it over the edge, man. I'm going to be like, this is a sign. How would you know that?
All right, man. I don't know, man. It's God. Only God, really, man. And I just want to say thank you as well for my wife. She's been pushing me through all this struggle I've been going through. She helped me with my new job. I didn't go to college, and I still got a really good job. So
that's what it is.
Women know best. That's all I could say.
Shout your queen out, man. What's her name?
Her name is Gabriella.
Gabriella. All right, brother. Well, you have a good weekend, man. Be safe. Have a good Thanksgiving and all that.
Thank you.
All right, bro. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello.
Hello, it's Monique from Georgia.
Hey, Monique.
Hey,
from
Monique
Georgia.
From GA. What's happening?
Get it off your chest.
So this is a little much, but I have a 7-year-old son in first grade, and his school is restraining him.
What do you mean?
Like putting a mat on the floor, laying him down, holding him by his wrist and by his feet.
Why?
So let me give you a little bit of backstory. When he was 5, he was in a traumatic situation. So he's a traumatized child now at this point, right? So he doesn't trust anybody when it comes to schools and things like that. But instead of them responding to him as if he is a traumatized child who, you know, has severe anxiety, ADHD, things like that, they respond with strength. Mm. And then they can justify it and say, oh, he's a harm to himself or a harm to others.
And that's why you need actual mental, you know, health care Absolutely. Professionals in these schools. You need people that specialize in SEL, that specialize in, you know, mental health literacy Absolutely. To know how to deal with a young man like that.
Where are you from, Mama?
And they have zero in their schools, by the way. It's a predominantly white school. And I'm actually 45 miles from Brunswick, Georgia, where they killed Ahmaud Arbery, okay?
Wow.
So let that sink in, yes.
I don't know. Why you sound so calm? Schools. I mean, I respect
listen,
the fact.
Listen,
I respect that you sound so calm, but damn.
Listen, it's hard. I go through this daily with them, and then it's kind of like you go to the school and you don't want to be the angry black parent, but they push you to be the angry black parent. You know what I'm saying?
Well, can I give you some advice? What you need to do? You need to call a local school board and call a principal and explain to them what's going on with your son. They will probably book an appointment for you or write down something on a piece of paper. You take it to a doctor. And a lot of parents with what does he have?
He has ADHD, mood disorder, severe trauma, and anxiety.
Does the doctor give him medicine for it?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, there's no way they should restrain your child. They have
they shouldn't restrain your child. Period.
No, they have documentation that he has. They have a doctor psychological evaluation saying what he has, and they still do it.
They have special teachers in special school districts that's supposed to be helping those kids with that. You should reach out to the school district, whoever runs that school district. You should send them an email. You should definitely write letters. They have money allocated just for students like your son.
Yeah. Do you know how long I've been fighting this school for over a year to try to help my son? I just was able to even get like an IEP, but the problem is, even you could put all the plans in place, if you don't follow them and you're dealing with a child traumatized, okay?
Right.
It's not just a child with a behavioral problem, because that's how they do. They write it up like he's just a problem, right? Not that, oh, he's traumatized. And Charlamagne, you said it yesterday, trauma response, fight or flight.
That's right.
So when he sees y'all coming, he knows what's about to happen.
That's right.
Yeah, he definitely fights his way out of it.
Right.
But then they'll say, oh, he's aggressive.
And then, people will be like, oh, he attacked us. No, that's the natural response that your body has to feeling threatened or stressed.
Exactly.
I think you need to take your kid out that school personally. But that's just because they done put their hands on your child. Your child ain't going to never feel safe there.
Yeah, you might, if there's a closer school district.
I feel like that's what they want me to do. They keep doing it. It's kind of like maybe if we keep doing this enough, we'll just pull them out.
So you feel like that school is a good school district, but they don't want your black child in.
Exactly. Exactly.
Go where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated.
Absolutely. You're right. We'll see. I'm trying to look into other things for him. It's very limited around here. When I did try to pull him out last year, they sabotaged him. They were in contact with the new school, putting things in his file that they had never even shown me. Like, basically sabotaged me. He lasted 2 weeks at the school.
Damn.
My goodness. All right, Mama. Yep.
And if you know anybody, Charlamagne, who can help or, you know,
I absolutely do.
Paid or anything, please send them my way.
No, I have. Hold on. Okay? I'm going to get your info right now. I'm going to send you an email right now.
Okay.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Now, when we come back, we have rumors. We're going to be talking verses. Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, Chaka Khan.
And Queen Stephanie Mills.
But Stephanie Mills.
Let me disrespecting my people,
Can
yo.
Can I get to Stephanie Mills?
Nah, yo, you nah, yo. You put all that sauce on Chaka. I love Chaka.
I just said Chaka Khan.
But don't
Chaka
do that.
Khan, let me rock it, Chaka Khan. And I was going to get to Stephanie Mills.
I don't like that. Do Stephanie Mills. Stephanie Mills.
Let me rock it. That's not her song.
Why you want to rock her?
That was Chaka Khan. So sing Stephanie Mills' song right fast.
Something in the way you make me feel.
All right, so we're going to do something in the way feel. You make me feel. Versus Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, Chaka Khan. So we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, morning, everybody. Yeah, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast
What's
Club.
What's happening? Good morning, y'all.
Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk verses last night.
It's time. She's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on the Breakfast Club.
All right, now last night was another edition of Versus. This was Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, let me rock it, Chaka Khan, versus Stephanie Mills.
Queen Stephanie Mills, drop on the clues bomb for Stephanie Mills. Drop on the clues bomb for Queen Chaka Khan, too. Two divas, two legends, two, like, you, only God can give you what Chaka Khan and Stephanie Mills have.
Now, they were saying that it was supposed to start at 6 p.m. Eastern time, but they had the times messed up, but it was actually supposed to start at 9. But it started at 10, so the Divas were a little late. Chaka Khan has been trending all morning long for her performances.
Soraka Khan, drop one of Clues Bombs for Auntie Soraka.
Now, I didn't get to see it because I was ready at 6 p.m., and by that time, I was already working. All right, so let's hear. They said it started off with a bunch of technical issues, right?
We're going to start from the beginning of my career. EQ, hit me! EQ!
One second.
One second, we got something. We're supposed to go into...
I've got it there. What's going on?
This girl is on fire. We are on fire.
I don't know why.
We're supposed to go into... Ease on down the road.
Okay, so it started with little technical difficulties, but then they got to singing.
Came into my life a stranger. You captured my heart. Now I've got to face the danger. I'm ready, ready, ready to start. Here's Teddy. Thought that I could make her on my own. All alone.
All right. It was Stephanie Mills, damn it. Drop on the clues, mother. Stephanie All right. Mills.
Now Chaka Khan, she sang a little bit too. Can we get some of Chaka singing?
Let's go, Arte! Go ahead, Auntie. What you say? Drop on the clues, Bob's for Auntie Chaka, oh damn it. I love it. I love it because that's how I like my OGs. Is it a family reunion if auntie and uncle didn't have too much to drink? That's what I like. Okay, Chaka ain't got nothing to prove to nobody. Right. We know who Chaka Khan is. We know what she's done.
You're right.
All right? Chaka out there living her best life.
Baby.
Let's go. I'm right there in the kitchen drunk with you, auntie. I mean, let's go.
You're right. You absolutely right.
Singing off key.
Yeah.
We ain't Chanel, man. At all. Let's go.
All right.
Let's go.
Now, they also did talk about R&B on Black Radio.
I think that we have to take Black radio back. We have to get Black radio to play more R&B, I think.
I'm for that.
I think. But you know, because you don't hear a lot of new R&B songs.
Yes.
They play the same ones over and over and over and over again. But back in the day when we were coming through, played everybody. Everybody got equal. Yes.
That's right. They did.
All right. I don't disagree with that, Auntie, but they got this thing called screaming now.
That's right.
Okay, you can pull up any Black artist you want. A lot of R&B on the streaming services.
Mm-hmm. We'll hear some more. Let's hear some more.
That's my baby girl right there. Yes, it's not many sisters.
That's true.
In this business that can get together without stupid ass competition.
Right. Because this is not our competition. This is sister love right here.
That's what it's about.
Okay. I couldn't compete with you anyway. You got 10 Grammys, girl. Let's give that a hand.
I don't work for Grammys. I don't sing for Grammys.
Right.
I sing for love.
For love.
Now, they said Chaka Khan came out in heels and then decided that she ain't want to wear her heels.
You
no
damn
more.
Right. Auntie don't want to wear no heels. Where Auntie Flats?
They said somebody had to bring out Auntie Flats.
And then now.
And then when it was finally over, Chaka Khan said, you know what? F that ish.
Good night, y'all.
I don't know what y'all complaining about. I saw y'all on social media last night complaining. I don't know what y'all was complaining about. That's exactly what I wanted. That's exactly what I expected, okay? Auntie can't have a few drinks and come out there and perform and live her best life, huh?
She sure did.
Come on now. She had Stephanie out there, Queen Stephanie out there holding her up, making sure she don't embarrass herself too bad. That's the way. Tell me that ain't a family reunion.
That is a family reunion.
Come on now.
Yes.
You got one person had too much to drink, another person holding them up, making sure they don't embarrass themselves too bad. Everybody had a good time. Good night.
But that's usually at the end of the night, not the beginning of the night. You don't walk
in
drunk.
Man, I came in lit. Okay. All right, and and we knew Auntie Chaka was coming like that.
Okay.
Okay, we've been here before.
Now, in some sad news, I don't know if you've seen this. You've seen an ex-NFL player get into an argument with his ex-girlfriend. And
how do we go from that versus to that? Not right now. Can we do that later?
Well, he was arrested. I just want to say he was arrested because he was on the run. He was finally arrested in Florida and is currently in jail. Now, this is just days after he got into an altercation with his ex-girlfriend. He punched her several times and threw her into the television with their 5-month-old son sitting right there. He deserves to be in jail for a long time.
He deserves to get his ass kicked. Somebody needs to slam his ass through a chair or table or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, they were announcing that he was charged with 2 felonies, aggravated assault and criminal mischief. He deserves to sit in jail for a long time. All right.
After he gets his ass beat. He's going to get his ass beat in jail, though.
He's a football player, so he'll be able to hold his own. But yeah, they should jump his ass. They need to jump his ass. All right.
And just because you're tough like that with a woman, don't mean that you could do that to a man.
You're right. Why you burning that sage again?
Because you talking about that crazy story after we just was in here talking about aunties and having a good time.
Okay. You're right. All right. Well, that's your rumor report. When we come back, we got front page news, and our producer's telling us we have a special announcement.
And this ain't sage, it's Palo Santo.
No. All right. Well, we have a special announcement when we come back. Angela Yee is out. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Warner Brother Pictures presents King Richard, based on a true story that will inspire the world. Watch Will Smith's portrayal of Richard Williams, father of two of the greatest sports legends, Venus Serena and A Plan for Greatness, in theaters and on HBO Max. King Richard, November 19th, rated PG-13.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right. Give me a drum roll or something. Let's make this big.
You live?
Yeah, we live.
What happened?
We got a special announcement. Powerhouse 2021 goes down Sunday, November 21st at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. If you haven't got your tickets, you better get your tickets. If you can fly, you better fly. If you can drive, you can drive. Take a bus. Wherever you need to do to get the jersey, you need to be there.
A bus.
We already told you. Capella Gray, Spin King and Friends, Polo G, Saweetie, Moneybag, Yo, Migos, Roddy, Rich,
and
Lil Baby.
Spin King need to tell us who his friends
baby.
Are. Spin King need to tell us who his friends are.
And just announce. Bobby Shmurda!
Running through these checks till I pass out. Pass out. Shorty give me neck till I pass out. I swear to God, all I do is cash out. And if you ain't up, get up on my trap house. I've been selling since like the fifth grade. Really never made no-
All right, Bobby Shmurda will
salute
be in the
to
building.
To the good brother Bobby Shmurda. I can't wait till we can announce Bobby Shmurda and play something else other than Hot N-Word. Okay. Mm. Bobby, we need some music, my brother.
Yeah, Bobby, we was trying to come up here this week, but...
We need some music,
my
brother.
You were out a couple days. He was out a couple of days, so... Yeah, shout out to Bobby Shmurda. He's just, he will be added to Powerhouse 2021. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com, all right? Now let's get into front page news. We get into it right now? All right, now Travis McMichael. Now yesterday, Angela Yee played him testifying against, well, what happened during that night with Ahmaud Arbery. Do you have that audio?
It was obvious that he was attacking me, that if he would have got the shotgun from me, then it was a life or death situation.
Remember that yesterday? He said it was a life or death situation.
He was not
so
attacking
scared.
You. That was called fight or flight, sir. That is a natural response to when somebody is stressed out. are frightened. So if a bunch of Santa Claus-looking white men was chasing me with guns, I would be stressed out and frightened, too, and I would try to defend myself. Okay, now, fight or flight, sir.
Now, yesterday, he was on the stand again, and he said he was never verbally threatened.
He's not reaching into his pockets?
No, ma'am. Not running, no, ma'am.
And he never yelled at you guys?
No, ma'am.
Never threatened you at all?
No, ma'am.
Didn't brandish any weapons?
No, ma'am.
Didn't pull out any guns?
No, ma'am.
Didn't pull out any knife?
No, ma'am.
Never reached for anything, did he?
No.
He just ran?
Yes, he was just running.
Basically, Ahmaud Arbery was no threat to us at all. But, Your Honor, he was black! Is being black not a threat enough?
All right, now we have some more audio of him testifying.
She said, we've had a lot of trouble with thieves. It just worries me because my daddy is slap old crazy, LOL. He's old as dirt and doesn't care about jail. And you responded, that's what this world needs more of. My old man is the same way.
I did say that, yes, ma'am.
And then the next line is, you said, hell, I'm getting that way.
I did say that.
She said, have to make an example out of somebody. You said, that's right. Hope y'all catch the vermin, correct?
I did.
Damn. So you called him vermin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I have no problem letting cracker ass cracker fly out of my mouth. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know a cracker ass cracker when I see one and hear one. And that was definitely one I seen and heard. Okay?
Okay. I agree with you on this one. All right, can we let one fly just in case?
Sure. Cracker ass cracker!
There you go.
Music to my ears.
All right.
Friday morning.
Well, that
call them what they are.
That is your front page.
Good white people, y'all got to call them what they are, too. I told y'all already, you got to draw a line in the sand. If we're going to really decrackify this country, it starts with us. If you're a good white person, you got to draw a line in the sand, and you got to say, that is what I am not. Mm-hmm. I am a good white person. That racist bigot, that calling black people vermin and chasing black people down for no reason and killing them, that is a cracker-ass cracker.
Okay.
Cracker-ass cracker!
Oh, yes. All right.
Make my shoulders loose when I hear that.
Well, that is your front page.
Look, I got a massage.
News.
One more, Ray. Just for one more. Cracker ass cracker. Oh, my neck just cracked. Oh thank you.
All right. Let's clear everything out. You want to burn some more sage?
I don't need to burn it. That was all the sage I need. That was Palo Santo. That was so healing for me to hear that.
Okay. All right. Well, it is a Friday. Make me feel good. Play me something to make me feel good, right, guys?
Let's go, Auntie. Auntie. It's holiday season. Hey, it's holiday season. Hey, it's holiday season.
Oh, go
Auntie. Go Auntie. Go Auntie.
Go Auntie.
Pour Auntie another drink.
All right. Let's
Auntie, you want another drink? You want ice?
Let's play with this for a little bit.
You want it neat?
800-585-1051. I know we all have drunk aunties, drunk uncles, drunk cousins, drunk grandmas, man. Or even your drunk parents sometimes. How do you deal with that drunk aunt or uncle during the holidays? Oh, that's you?
That is me.
All right. Well, how do you deal
singing
with
off key, dancing off beat? I do that when I'm not drunk.
Drunk aunt or drunk uncle during the holidays. How do you deal with it, right? How do you control that in your family? You know they're going to embarrass you.
They're not embarrassing. How are they embarrassing? They're not embarrassing nobody. They're
yes,
having
they
a good
are.
Time.
No, yes, they are. They're embarrassing man, everybody. You bring some new people
going.
Over and they talking too much. They
life of the party.
No. Until life they pass
the
out and throw up.
Life of the party.
800.
First of all, they don't throw up at that age, sir. Show them some respect.
They don't?
Hell no.
You don't think Chaka Khan threw up last
absolutely
night?
Absolutely not.
She had
Chaka up right now. Bet you.
She not up right now.
Who?
She ain't up right now. 800-585-1051. All right. Now, how do you deal with the drunk aunt or drunk uncle during the holidays? Let's talk about it. I play it one more time, and then we can go play commercials, and we'll take some calls, all right? Make me feel good one time.
Baby, I look at you. Baby, when I look at you, I feel all cross-eyed. Big Chaka, damn it.
Baby, when I look at you.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Soraka Khan, damn it. I love Auntie Chaka. You hear me?
We'll take your calls when we
okay,
come back.
Okay, you better act like you know who that is. 10 Grammys, 22 nominations. Don't play with her.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Angela Yee is out. Last night was Versus and Chaka Khan. She got busy last night. Can we hear a little bit?
Now, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I don't like this disrespect you're showing to Chaka Khan this morning. Okay? Chaka Khan got 10 Grammys.
She does.
Chaka Khan is a divine talent. Only God can give you what Chaka Khan has had historically, okay?
Yeah, absolutely right.
If Chaka wants to get drunk, have a great time with Queen Stephanie Mills, sing off key, she can do that. She has earned the right to do that.
Correct.
Okay? And don't act like we don't all like the drunk auntie, especially me. I like drunk aunties. Drunk uncles are a little silly. Might have to punch a drunk uncle in the face. Drunk aunties, they come over, they act just like that, they sing off key, they dance, they have a good time, they the life of the party, fall asleep on the couch.
Right.
What's the problem?
You know, at Christmas, right? And I feel bad for my aunties, right? So you know, aunties sometimes they take their little pills, they gotta take their high blood pressure pills, they're not supposed to mix it with alcohol. But I give everybody shots. So after the second shot, all my aunties be
dancing. That's right.
And grooving.
That's right. That's
they,
right.
They take their bra off because they gotta let it breathe a little bit.
Nah, I don't know about all that.
Nah, they do. They take off under their shirt.
Yeah, I ain't know nothing about all that. I ain't never seen that. I've never been partying with my aunties and they just took their bra off.
Well, no, not the
that
missile,
ain't never happened.
Not the missile swinging, but under their shirt they take the bra off.
I've never seen that. Where did they put the bras in? Did they hang them up with the coats? That's never happened. Well, you just made that up. You just made that up for no reason. Like, for no reason, you just made that up. That never happened.
Good morning, Aunt V. No, Carol.
Wow.
That's my two aunts.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. This is getting awkward. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Mello from 803. Hey, Charlamagne.
Metro, the Metro, Columbia.
You sound like you the drunk auntie.
Say it again, bye.
You sound like you the drunk auntie.
No, my sister is a drunk auntie, okay?
Why are you judging?
I was trying to put her on blast, so she's going to be mad. We just got cool. It's like she just put that on me like last weekend because she was drunk. But it's going to go three ways. We're going to have a good time. We're going to have to carry her out, or we're going to have to fight, period.
Well, you don't fight too often. You just got to threaten her with some hands. That's all.
No, like, I be feeling bad, but she has to get the hands sometimes. She do too much. She going to kill me after this, but... it's all good. We're going to drink again, turn up again.
That's right. Thanksgiving next week. We in holiday season, baby. We ain't got time for nothing but fun.
Right. Bye. Y'all have a good day. Y'all drop the kids off at school. It's so ghetto. Y'all have a good day.
All right. Tell the kids I said peace.
Hello, who's this?
This Tario, Jacksonville, Florida.
What's up, brother?
Jacksonville, Tario. What's up, King?
Oh, you the drunk uncle, brother?
What's up, Charlamagne? What's up, Envy?
You drunk right now, brother?
Man, shit, I done drunk three crazy stallions right now.
Already?
Man, come on, man. I'd be up 3 o'clock in the morning waiting on y'all to come on.
Why, though, brother?
Why are you drinking so early by yourself?
Because I can't sleep. Insomnia.
Have you had breakfast?
Yeah, I done ate already.
Yeah, you need a therapist, brother. You need to sit down and talk to somebody and figure that out. You can't. You sound like you self-medicating.
No, I really want to talk with you about something, but I want to trip y'all out, though, about this, right?
Talk to me.
It was last weekend. Nephew Tommy came to town. And it was my uncle's birthday. And I'm going to tell you how to deal with two drunks at one time. I don't drink liquor, I drink beer.
Okay.
And then, make a long story short, we ended up watching the show. Great show. Nephew Tommy is good. And man, I turned out to be the heckler. Drinking absolute vodka. And that wasn't in my category. So I had to apologize to the family. But I got another person that get drunk too, and he was right behind me.
He drunk too.
But they say I embarrassed the whole family.
Yeah, I don't think you should judge when you didn't drink all this malt liquor at 7 o'clock in the morning.
So, bro, what's your favorite R&B song, bro?
Who, mine?
Yeah.
I like New Edition, Lost in Love.
Sing it for us one time, brother. Come on.
Man, I don't know how to sing.
I bet you stink when you sweat.
He said he could rap, though.
Man, y'all crazy. Charlamagne, I need to get with you on some books. And then I got something else I want to say because I've been trying to get with y'all for a
minute. Wait, hold on. What's your favorite rapper?
Right on,
who's your favorite rapper?
You always shame in Florida. But why we don't ever hear nothing about the Bronx on your Dunkers of the Day?
First of all, you have nothing to say to nobody when you call up here and you done had three crazy stallions and it's only 7 o'clock in the morning. And then you wonder why I got to say Florida's crazy all the time.
Who's your favorite rapper, bro?
Oh, Tupac.
Spit some Tupac lyrics for us.
Man, go on with that, man.
Go on with that. Leave that man alone. That man's drunk, man. Leave him alone. This man buzzing off crazy stallion. Hey, brother.
Yo.
I want you to find somebody to talk to, man. I don't want you self-medicating like that early this morning, man.
Let me get your books.
He said, let me get your butt.
I actually am going to send you the unapologetic guide, The Black Mental Health by Dr. Rita Walker. I'm dead serious. I'm going to send you that. You stay on hold, okay?
All right, that's what's up. Good morning, fellas.
Your brother, sir. We'll send you two books if you can spell receipt.
Tell him stop playing with you.
R-E-P-T.
Why you sound like you saying I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T? Yeah, that's me.
Go ahead, Lewis. Hey, I want to do this one time before y'all go. Listen, I want to give shouts out to the Palmdale crew. We got our reunion, and you got y'all look out for Lefty Guns, Mean Gene, Black and Mild. I'm on that song. I'm on songs with Black and Mild, and it's on all platforms.
Y'all got to grow up.
Oh my goodness, yo, let me hear you rap. Man, you do your verse. I want to hear you do your
you
verse.
How old?
Come
how old
on.
Are you?
I'm 47.
I just said you need to grow up. Didn't I just say you need to grow up?
Yo, let me hear your verse. Go ahead, rap your verse. Go.
Man, I ain't got time for that.
Have a blessed day. Have a blessed day, my brother.
I'm stay on hold, man.
All right, yeah, I'm going to get your address to send you this unapologetic guide to Black mental health.
That's what's
all right.
Good news. Boy,
I love my people. But we need help.
585-1051. Based on Shaka Khan's last night, we're talking drunk aunties and drunk uncles. How do you handle them during the holidays? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know it now.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan, let me rock it, Shaka Khan. It was the verses last night. And
we're talking about Queen Stephanie Mills as well. But yes. We're talking about Shaka because Shaka was the drunk auntie at the party, and I don't see the problem. I feel like Shaka has earned the right to get drunk and get on that stage and have a great time with Queen Stephanie Mills. If she want to sing off key, she has earned that right.
But let's hear a little bit of it.
Come on now. I wish I was out there with her drunk singing off key. All right. I wish I never met her at all.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Angie from Brooklyn.
Angie from Brooklyn. How do you deal with your drunk aunts and drunk uncles at a party?
Number one, I give them a disclaimer. I call them before and say, don't start that shit. I'm not into it. Don't embarrass us and don't ruin dinner. That's number one. Number two, if I see it starting to get a little too wild, and especially it's at my house, I put the liquor in my room and I lock it up. Cut everybody off.
Why, though?
Because it's annoying, Charlamagne. I don't want to be the only sober one following behind somebody that's drunk. That's annoying. I still have a turkey to take care of.
I'm with you, but man, we wouldn't have these stories to tell if it wasn't for the drunk uncles and aunties. And some of us...
I have enough stories to last me a lifetime. Don't deal with my macaroni and cheese dinner tonight.
Thank you, Baba. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Ramon.
Ramon. Good morning, Ramon.
Good morning, good morning.
Now, your mom is the drunk auntie?
Yeah, my mom's a drunk auntie.
How you deal with moms then?
I mean, you know, she's 65, so she's under right.
You goddamn right.
But she got four kids, she retired. So she has a corona more than the average person.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like the beer drinkers. The beer drinkers and the cigarette smokers, that's just nasty, okay? I like a classic person drinking on some yak or some tequila.
See, tequila's a double shit. We don't do tequila. But
I love
that
tequila.
Yak, that Henny, anything can happen anytime.
I'm with it. That yak, give me some yak and some tequila. That's what
Thank
I like.
Brother.
And I like wine. I like wine drinkers. People that can drink all that beer. Ugh.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning, Breakfast Club. It's Eric down in Charleston, South Carolina. How you doing?
843, what's happening?
843, Z93, James back in the day, and Charlamagne being on the air calling people babunki.
Babunki, babunki, babunki. You are babunki.
What is a babunki?
Babunki mean whack. Boy, that boy boonky, ain't he?
That's like ass. Boonkie's like your boonkie's your ass.
You ass. You know how people like, yo, you ass. That's the ass. You boonky.
Oh, so you've been to ass. You've been into asses a long time now.
Man, all right. Shut up.
Now, Eric, go ahead, man. So tell us, how you dealing with the drunk uncles and drunk aunts?
Man, you know what? When you got a drunk uncle, you got to respect the drunk, if that makes any sense, man. You know, we had this uncle by the name of Wee Wee, and all he did was he loved the Wild Irish Rose, man. And when he gets lit, you just respect his drunk, and you just dance with him, man, you know, and just make memories.
That's what I'm saying. If I was with Shaka, I'd have been dancing with her, singing with her. We all got that drunk uncle or auntie. We just make him turn up. Go, uncle. Go, auntie. That's all. Have a good time, man. And by the way, we the drunk uncles and aunties now. How do you think we look when we drunk around our kids and knuck if you buck? Come on.
You right.
We look just like that.
You got it, man. You got.
Don't play Mary J. Blige's A New Edition though.
Oh, Lord.
When I'm drinking.
That was me yesterday on set, and I wasn't even drinking yet. Let Mary J. Blige My Life come on. Mary J. Blige Be Happy. And don't let that Fantasia When I See You drop one time.
I see
come
you.
On now. Come on
I think
now.
What happens if we start closing our eyes and we raise glasses up?
Oh,
and we start
nigga, I be thinking I have hair. Out here. You hear me?
Oh, let that Tevin Campbell ring off.
Oh, can we talk for a minute? Girl, I want to know your name. Come on
there you
now.
Go. All right.
We the drunk uncles and aunties right now. I'm telling you.
All right, thank you. Shout out to Uncle Wee Wee.
What?
Yeah, God bless his name, man. I'll be with.
Oh, Uncle Wee Wee's not with us anymore?
No, he's not with us, man, but he gave us memories that last a lifetime, man. So we love him.
Rest in peace, Uncle Wee Wee.
Rest in peace, Wee Wee.
843 all day.
All right, man.
Let me tell you something. You don't realize you're the drunk uncle or auntie until you've had one too many drinks and your era come on. When them 90s R&B songs start flying, when that crunk music start flying, that's when you become the drunk uncle and auntie, and that's when the kids start going to their rooms and looking at y'all like y'all crazy.
You right.
I'm telling you.
You right.
You know how stupid we look drunk at 40-something years old, bankhead bouncing? Doing the fishing pole.
They're doing the fishing.
Throwing shit in the air.
Yeah.
Kids start getting worried. Should we call somebody? should we call 911?
My goodness. All right, well, when we come back, man, why is this all news sad, man? It's Friday, man.
Nobody got time for that.
We have anything positive? Nobody had a baby? No?
Lord have mercy.
All right, when we come back, we got to talk Young Dolph. All right, we'll get into it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
Yes.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Happy Friday!
It is Friday. That's right. This is our last day for for a week. We're off next week for vacation.
I really had no idea. I thought vacation started, on Thanksgiving Day and then Friday. And then I'm actually taking a couple of days after that.
Yeah, I know. I ran into somebody that told me about that, too. I'll tell you off there.
Yeah, I don't know. Tell you about what? I'll
tell you off air.
I don't know. What could they tell you? About me?
Yeah, about you.
About me what?
I didn't even know
I had off. So how's somebody going to tell you about me being off?
I don't know.
Anyway, tomorrow, Monk's Corner, South Carolina, dropping the clues bombs from my hometown, the 843. Salute to Z93 Jams in Charleston. You know, the Breakfast Club is on there. I'm doing my annual turkey giveaway from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Berkeley High School student parking lot, 406 West Main Street, from 1 to 3 p.m., okay? Turkeys will be there while supplies last. And it's a drive-thru, so all you got to do is pull up and, my team at Third Eye Awareness will just throw them in your trunk and you keep it moving. We put the birds in your trunk, legal birds in your trunk, and keep it moving, okay? 1 to 3 p.m., Berkeley High School student parking lot tomorrow in Monk's Corner, South Carolina. Okay.
Yeah. Shout to Caesar, shout to PCNY. We do the same thing in New Jersey, Passaic. So we're going to do it at the Dignity House.
Dropping
right?
The clues, mom, for Caesar. Caesar used to eat all the turkeys. Now he gives them away.
There you go. So we're giving away turkeys for everybody. So come on out. First come, first serve. And turkeys are $80 a bird now.
I don't know how much they cost.
Like $60, $70.
I know that inflation made the price go up.
You don't even get turkeys like $20, but now they're like $80 a bird.
Yeah, so for people that be online hating, saying stupid stuff like, oh, y'all wouldn't give away them dry-ass turkeys all the time, even though y'all don't give away nothing to your communities. Yes, this is one of those years where they definitely will appreciate
absolutely.
Them expensive-ass $80 turkeys.
Yeah, so we're doing it at the Dignity House in Passaic, New Jersey. So can't wait to see you guys Sunday from 2 to 6. Come get your birds.
The price is definitely doubled or tripled.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
16-pound bird was not no goddamn $70.
Yes.
No way.
No way. Yeah, no.
But it is what it is. You make a commitment to your community. It's something you do every year. And, keep it going.
Yeah.
That's right. And listen, also, tonight, speaking of inflation, we're going to be talking about inflation. On my late night talk show, The God's Honest Truth, 10 p.m. on Comedy Central. Actually, the episode is titled, Is Capitalism Cap? And we have a special guest, mogul. We can't even just call Kevin Hart a comedian anymore. He's a mogul. Can't call him a comedian. Can't call him an actor. He's a mogul. So business mogul Kevin Hart. He'll be on The God's Honest Truth tonight at 10 p.m. on Comedy Central. And I got my man Ian Dunlap and one of my OGs, one of my elders who I love talking to often, Dr. Claude Anderson. They'll be on The God's Honest Truth tonight on Comedy Central at 10 p.m. So tune in.
All right. Now, when we come back, we got your rumors. We got to talk Young Dolph. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Now, if you haven't heard, yesterday, Memphis Police Department, they released surveillance photos of the two people that assassinated and killed Young Dolph. And they're hoping that somebody will maybe notice something and possibly give them up. And also yesterday, they released a picture of their car, the driveway, the getaway car, which is a white Mercedes-Benz E-Class coupe.
Yeah, I told y'all yesterday, man, you got to call Crime Stoppers. And the reason you got to call Crime Stoppers is because you got to get that element off the street. You don't break those cycles until you break those cycles. Because all those two guys are going to do, if they would pull up to a Madea's cookie spot and shoot that
Makita.
Place. Makita's cookie spot and shoot. I said Madea. Makita's cookie spot and shoot that place up like that in broad daylight, they'll do that anywhere. Yeah. Into anybody. And the next person it may happen to may be you or somebody you love. You got to get them off the street.
Yeah, now also, Young Dolph's wife, she left a comment on, left a post. She said, thank you to everyone for all your prayers, love, support, calls, and messages. I may not see them all, but when my eyes are not full of tears, I catch a few. Nonetheless, all the genuine positive vibes, energy, and prayers are welcome because Lord knows I need them. And she said, God, give me strength. Adolph, I love you with all my heart. Question is, how am I going to tell my babies their dad is never coming home?
Lord have mercy. Mm. Definitely sending her healing energy. Send the healing energy to the whole family.
All right. Now, Soulja Boy got into it with Trouble, who's another artist, because Soulja Boy released
Soulja got to knock it off.
He released a record. The record is called Stretch Something. He said the record was released a long time ago, but they're saying the record was actually released a day ago. You wanna hear a snippet of the record?
I'm running with some niggas that are stressed on. My young niggas in him bringing pressure. My young niggas be bringing pressure. I'm hanging with some niggas that are stressed on.
All right. He got back. He went back and forth with Trouble. It got a little disrespectful, and we don't have to play that.
I love Soulja, but don't play with none of that, King. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Somebody lost their life. You know? That's when you got to know when, you know, where everybody's performing, right? And everybody's entertaining on social media, but you got to know when to stop entertaining.
Correct.
You got to know when to stop performing. Somebody lost their life, King. Mike, come on. Cut that out.
Now, the Millennium Tour was actually stopped to perform. They were stopped to schedule to perform this weekend, but they took Soulja Boy off of that date just because of everything that's been going on, and Soulja Boy responds to that.
Cut the motherfucking shenanigans. Don't be acting like nigga took no money out of my pocket talking about, oh, you fumbled the bag. First of all, I'm still getting paid. So all y'all niggas did was make my job easier. I don't gotta come and I'm still getting paid. So thank you. Second of all, I will be on the next show.
Yeah, I mean, that's for the best. And I'm happy. So. And I'm happy he's still getting paid. But yo, Soulja, stop performing for those idiots online. Because I'm seeing all of these videos and people saying Soulja Boy did X, Y, and Z. Soulja Boy had nothing to do with that situation. You know what I mean? But these idiots in the street will see that stuff online and think he did have something with that situation and be retaliating for no damn reason. Like, cut it out, man. Like, stop it. Knowing to distance yourself from silly stuff like that. That's just bad energy.
Now, I hate people like this. Now, let's move on. Antonio Brown allegedly sought out a fake COVID-19 vaccination card. Now, the NFL is investigating. Now, this is how he allegedly got caught. The claim comes from Antonio Brown's former live-in chef. They're saying that him and Antonio Brown got into an argument.
You're fired.
And now they said he got into an argument over unpaid services, and now the chef allegedly told the NFL that he has a fake COVID-19 card.
Now, how can he prove that? What if my card real, but you just saying it's fake just because you hating?
Yeah, why you go through that? Like, if we got a disagreement, there's a problem, it's me and your problem. You going to go to my job and say you got a fake card?
That is a good one, though.
No, it's not.
It is, though.
No, it's not.
It's fresh. It's new. You know what I mean? That's a really good new insult. That's a new way to get at somebody. He got a fake COVID card.
But now
that's new. That's fresh.
Now I get investigated. I could get suspended.
I'm going to start using that one. I'm going to start threatening people. I'm like, all right, now I'm going to tell people that
that's
you got a fake
whack,
COVID card.
Man. That's whack.
I like it. Drop on the clues bomb for him just doing something new.
Stop it.
That's a new one.
Stop it.
Because we hear the same old ones all the time when somebody gets mad at somebody. That's a new one, and that's a good one.
You got a fake
vaccination. You got a fake COVID card? Yeah. Get you in a lot of trouble. I like that.
Definitely get you a lot of trouble right now.
I like it. I like it. You're being creative.
All right, and lastly, Mike Tyson. He did something that most boxers didn't do. He allegedly needed sex before fights, or he said he would kill his opponents. Most boxers say they have to not have sex for a couple of months. He said he had sex right before the fight.
Interesting. I mean, I'm sitting there thinking because I know that Mike lost fights.
He said, I had girls lost tucked away fights. In bathrooms and changing rooms. He says, well, if I didn't get laid, I would kill this guy.
But see, it really does make me think about the fights that Mike lost. So if that was his routine before the fights, did that sex help or hurt him?
He says, sometimes I go in with them for a minute, bang the ish out of them, and then snap his neck and say, okay, this guy is going to live tonight.
Yeah, but what about, I'm really just thinking about the times he lost. What about the times he lost?
I don't know. It doesn't say anything about
he lost.
Times.
I mean, he lost a few times.
Maybe he didn't have sex that night. I don't know.
I'd like to know.
Or maybe he had too much sex. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe. Like, so did the sex help or hurt in the situations, in the times he lost? That's what I would like to know.
I do know. All right. Well, that is your rumor report. Angela Yee is out, but coming up next, Charlamagne.
I like how you role-played Mike Tyson having sex. I can tell you've done that before.
What? I did not.
You did. You did it very effortlessly.
Well, we're going to talk about kinks next hour, too.
No, I don't want to talk about kinks.
You got a kink?
In my neck. Would you like to come rub it up?
Who you giving your donkey
to, I got
man?
A kink in
no,
my
I don't
neck, King.
Care about you.
King.
No.
I got a kink in my neck, King. Nope. You want to come rub it out since you asking about it?
I'm good.
Huh?
Nope. I'll pass.
Donkey of the day is going to Travis McMichael. We need Travis McMichael to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him, please.
All right. We'll get into that next. I just want to say one thing, right? I was talking to the producer. I was like, you got any kinks? He was like, I don't eat butt. I just don't like
he
eating.
He did. He went crazy. I mean, he just told on himself. Dan, say his name. Dan.
Dan was like, I don't eat butt.
I don't eat butt. I
just don't like the look at butt.
Nobody said nothing about that.
I said, whoa.
All we asked you is, do you have a kink?
Okay.
And he went crazy.
Went crazy.
Lost
about
his
butt.
Mind in this room.
All right.
Dan, you want to talk now or later?
Later. He said later. All right.
Later.
Donkey Today's up next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Now, I've been saying it for weeks, Charlamagne, that you can find anything and everything on TikTok.
I hear you. I saw this video where some random person was in Central Park and overheard a group of people talking smack about a girl named Marissa. So he posted it, and this girl, Marissa, actually found out and reached out to him. TikTok, you have to see it.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is a miracle.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
To the latest on that police killing of a black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is and always has been the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Mm-hmm. All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Donkey of the day for Friday, November 19th, goes to Travis McMichael. Travis McMichael is one of the cracker-ass crackers who cost Ahmaud Arbery his life. Okay, look, man, Uncle Sharla, Brother Leonard, whatever you want to call me, I'm sick of America acting like we don't know what it is. All right, stop being politically correct when it comes to racism and bigotry in this country. All right, the decrackification of America will not begin until we properly identify cracker-ass crackers and cracker-ass cracker behavior. We know there is a difference between good white people and cracker-ass crackers, but if you good white people cannot see that Travis McMichael, his daddy Greg McMichael, and their neighbor are just racist-ass cracker-ass crackers, I don't know what to tell you, all right? But we've heard Travis McMichael on the stand the past couple of days, and I have some thoughts. Now, this is him explaining about how he felt he was being attacked by Ahmaud Arbery. Listen.
It was obvious that he was attacking me, that if he would have got the shotgun from me, then it was this is a life or death situation. I shot again because I was still fighting. He was all over me. He was still all over that shotgun, and he was not relenting. So I shot again to stop him.
No, sir. That's not how that works. Okay, y'all know I'm a huge mental health advocate. I've done a lot of work on myself over the years. I'm no expert at nothing. I am not the strongest of vengeance, nor am I the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but there is things that I have learned that I can observe in certain situations and see what they are, because I've been in those situations myself. Okay, I am sharp and bright enough to know that Ahmaud wasn't attacking Travis McMichael, not at all. What you saw in that very traumatizing video was the fight or flight response, which is an automatic physiological reaction to an event that your body perceives as stressful or frightening. The perception of a threat activates the sympathetic nervous system and triggers an acute stress response that prepares the body to fight or flight. I'm no therapist. I just see one on the regular, okay? But if a couple of white Santa Claus-looking dudes was chasing me with guns, I could easily see why my fight or flight response would kick in. And these crackers got nerve. This is what Malcolm X was talking about when he said the media is the most powerful entity on earth. They have the power to make the innocent guilty and to make the guilty innocent, and that's power. You chased Ahmaud Arbery with guns for no reason and play victim when he naturally defends himself against a pale-faced threat. It doesn't stop there, all right? Travis McMichael was on the stand, and this is where the logic don't even be logicking. He admitted that Ahmaud Arbery posed absolutely no threat to them. You can't make this kind of stuff up. Listen.
He's not reaching into his pockets.
No, ma'am. Not running, no, ma'am.
And he never yelled at you guys?
No, ma'am.
Never threatened you at all?
No, ma'am.
Didn't brandish any weapons?
No, ma'am.
Didn't pull out any guns?
No, ma'am.
Didn't pull out any knife?
No, ma'am.
Never reached for anything, did he?
No.
He just ran?
Yes, he was just running.
Case closed.
I agree.
What else is there to discuss?
Nothing.
See, we all have eyes. We all saw that Ahmaud Arbery posed no threat in the video, but we have to do this silly song and dance in America where people try to tell us what we saw isn't what it is. Yes, it was a modern day lynching. Yes, the only threat Ahmaud posed was he was black. But we knew this already. All right, Travis McMichael literally said what we all saw. The question, did Ahmaud Arbery yell at you or brandish a weapon before the deadly encounter? Travis McMichael replied, no, he was just running. That's exactly what we saw in the video. You suspected that man was up to no good simply because of the color of his skin, because he was black. You thought he was a burglar, and there was no evidence he stole anything. Now he's dead because of your fear of blackness, which I will never understand. I will never understand how racist, bigot, cracker-ass crackers have been doing things like this for years, since the beginning of time, since we got here. Yet, we're the ones perceived as threats? Black people? How did they convince the world that black is what you should fear when they the ones doing all the carnage? Not only that, him and his father had a text convo, and listen to them talking about being racist and getting rid of vermin. Listen.
She said, we've had a lot of trouble with thieves. It just worries me because my daddy is slap old crazy, LOL. He's old as dirt and doesn't care about jail. And you responded, that's what this world needs more of. My old man is the same way.
I did say that, yes, ma'am.
And then the next line is, you said, hell, I'm getting that way.
I did say that.
She said, have to make an example out of somebody. You said, that's right. Hope y'all catch the vermin, correct?
I did.
America, can we stop playing? It's Friday. Can we stop playing? All right. We know where the cracker ass carnage is coming from. Can we stop playing so we can really decrackify this country? Can we? Can those of us that are on the right side of history finally start calling these crackers what they are? Can we? Can good white people start calling out the cracker ass crackers? Can they? Huh? Maya Angelou once said, when someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time. Leonard McKelvey, Charlemagne the God, says, when crack-ass crackers have shown you who they are for hundreds and hundreds of years, okay, believe them and punish them for it, okay? Please give Travis McMichael, let Kathy Griffin give Travis McMichael the biggest hee-haw, please.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
Let Chelsea Handler get some of that, too.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
Like my Polly Santos. Hold on. Let me light my Polly Santos before you let the Chris Rock fly. Hold on. Let me light my Polly Santos. Come in. There you go. There you go. It's burning. Envy, you see? All right. Okay. Now let Chris Rock fly.
Cracker-ass cracker!
Music to my ears. Healing energy to all. Let's send some healing energy to America. Healing energy to America, okay? All the black people, all the Latinos, all the good white people, okay? All the Jewish people, it's got to be us against them crack-ass crackers, okay?
All right.
One more, Red. One more.
Cracker-ass cracker!
All right, I just really wanted to piss George off. That was for George. I know they get really mad in Atlanta. Right, Louis V? They get really mad.
Shout out to Louis V. What up, Louis V? Good morning. I'm sure you'll get some emails today.
I love it.
All right, now, it's Friday, so you know what that means!
It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday!
All right, so there was an artist. Her name is Sophia. She said, I gotta go to the bathroom. Is there anybody out there that will let me pee on them? And somebody said, yes, me! Come pee on me! Pee on me! Uh-huh. So she brought him on stage, and he laid down on stage, and then she stood over her like this, and she pulled down her pants. And then she gave that man what he asked for.
You don't got to make up stories for entertainment, bro. There's so much stuff going on in the world.
Nah, we have audio. Let's hear the audio.
This is how we're going to close the show. Get my man the can on his head ready. Because we're going to bring him on stage and I'm going to piss in this motherfucker's mouth because I know.
Yeah, she did it.
First of all, I don't even know who Sophia is, but salute to her.
What's her last name? What?
Look down. Read the damn paper.
Oh, Eurista. Look on the paper.
Sophia Eurista.
Yeah, she peed on the fan. It was disgusting. It was nasty. But
why is it disgusting and nasty?
Because it was in front of everybody. I don't want to see her peeing on somebody. Did you?
She asked for volunteers. Somebody volunteered. I don't see the problem. It's not like she forced them to get peed on.
Well, she apologized after. But we're asking $800 for peeing on him in front of everybody. She said it was disgusting. Her band said it was nasty and disgusting.
So why did she want to do it? She didn't know it was going to be disgusting before you did it?
I don't know. But the guy seemed like he liked it. And it was a lot of pee, too. It wasn't like a little tinkle. It was like,
as long as you ain't eating no asparagus, ain't nothing wrong with it.
All right. So we're asking.
Asparagus pee different.
800-585-1051. Do you have any kinks? Is there something in the bedroom that you like that you might be a little ashamed about? Our producer Dan said he does not like to eat butt. He said he's against the butt. He don't mess with the butt. He does. Huh? All right, we'll get to it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's Freaky Friday, goddamn.
The Breakfast Club.
Howdy, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday.
So the Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday question is, we're talking about kinks. Now, this comes from Sophia Urista. She is an artist. She was performing, and she had to go to the bathroom, and she asked, would anybody like to get peed on? So somebody came and said, hey, me, I'll pee on me, pee on me. She said, well, I got to pee. I can't make it to the bathroom. So somebody came on stage, and she stood over, squatted over him, and peed on him.
This time we're going to close the show. Get my man the can on his head ready. Because we're going to bring him on stage, and I'm going to piss in his motherfucker's mouth.
I don't see the problem. I mean, she asked for volunteers. Somebody volunteered. It was consensual. I don't see what the issue is. Is there an issue?
I mean, it's kind of nasty. You come to stage, you don't see somebody get peed on.
I don't know what's nasty in 2021, man. It seems like anything goes.
Hello,
does it seem
this?
Uncouth to me? Oh, you're just going to avoid this question, huh?
What? Oh, hold on. Well, hold on 1 second, sir. Well, so what are your kinks, Charlamagne?
I'm not allowed to talk about nothing I do in the bedroom with my wife anymore on this radio.
Oh, you got in trouble for it last time?
I think I did.
What was it, the finger butt?
I don't remember.
The thumb or the pinky?
I don't know, but I got kids. I ain't got no business hearing about my kinks. I got a kink in my neck. If you want to come rub it out for me, don't envy.
No.
Matter of fact, I do have a kink in my hamstring. I'm not going to lie. My hamstring's been hurting.
No.
You want to come rub my hamstring?
No. Nope.
We can role play.
Nope.
Act like I'm a football player and you my trainer.
No. What's wrong with you?
What you mean?
Because his kids be listening.
No.
But then he invited
this
me to
is football.
That is football.
This is football.
Hello, sir.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a kink, sir?
Y'all?
Sounds like you have a kink.
Yes, I do. My name is Mike. I love your show. I like to put jelly beans in my wife's booty and then suck them out.
Okay. What kind of jelly beans?
What color jelly beans?
Whatever ones.
It don't matter. They come out brown, don't they?
I take out three. And what happened one time, I sucked two jelly beans and a Tootsie Roll.
What's the reason, sir? Is there a reason?
I don't know. I've been looking for that third jelly bean.
Oh, you pulled out a Tootsie Roll or poop?
Not sure, to be honest.
The butterfly? Uh-oh, that's old. Let me see that Tootsie Roll.
Yeah, never found the third jelly bean. I look every day. I still ain't found that third jelly bean.
That's pretty nasty, sir, but you
that's
have a
not, That's not nasty at all.
He sucked a doodle turd away's butt.
I respect your kink.
Huh?
I'm not a kink shamer. I'm respecting your kink.
It might have been a turd, you know, but she's a hot Colombian, so... You know, it was all right. I made it work.
My brother,
whatever
love.
Whatever you say, it makes you sleep at night, bro.
Love, King.
Love, King. Hello, who's this?
This is Earl from Wilson, North Carolina.
Earl, what's happening?
What's the kink that you like, Earl?
We pee back and forth, both on each other.
Damn.
We've been together 12 years. We love it.
So wait, do y'all do it in the shower or in the bed?
Both. If we go to a hotel, I do a private contractor, so I have like the plastic drop cloths that I keep in the closet. If we decide to do that night, I cover the bed. We go; it's going down.
Well, listen, how did this urinary war start?
Yeah,
like who started it? Who initiated it first?
Damn, how did it start? I'm not sure how it started. I know I tried it one time with my first baby mama. And we didn't really get into it like that, but me and my girl, now I can't remember how it started.
What is it about pee, sir?
It's hot.
It's hot. Okay.
Good question.
North Carolina not hot enough for you? You ever heard of a warm shower, hot showers? You didn't?
Man, when it's going down, it's going. And look, what's crazy about it is neither one of us do like hard drugs and stuff like that. We just smoke weed every now and then. But on those nights, we might throw a little Adderall or something in there, and it's crazy.
I wonder how that feels to love somebody so much to be like, man, I can't wait to pee on her tonight.
I often think of that, Charlamagne.
Clearly you do.
Well, you enjoy it, man. You have a good weekend, man.
Have a blessed day, King.
All right, y'all. Take it easy, bro.
And what's your name, Earl from North Carolina? Don't sleep on Earl's bed, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're family, don't sleep on Earl's bed.
Oh. All right, man.
I thought you was going. 800-585-1051. We'll ask, what are you into? What kinks do you like?
And we got to call Joey in here. Joey works here at the Breakfast Club. Joey just sent me something that somebody sent him. I'm going to let him tell his own story, though.
All right. Joey! It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
And the Freaky Friday question is, we're talking kinks. Now, this came from Sophia Urista. All right? She's an artist. She had to go to the bathroom right when she was performing her last song. She said, I got to pee. I can't make it to the bathroom. She asked if anybody wanted to come on stage and accept her pee. And a gentleman came and said, pee all over me. And that's what she did. She squatted and peed all over him live on stage.
So we talking kinks this morning.
Now, Joey's here.
Joey.
He works here at the Breakfast Club.
Joey sent me a text. Joey, tell him your story.
Okay, so this guy this morning hit me up on Grindr. Shout out to him. He was anonymous and he said, quote, looking to pay someone $100 to come to my hotel to and break some pencils with their hands. And I'm like, break pencils? And he said, it's an odd fetish I have.
To break pencils?
Break
on his
pencils.
Apparently. So breaking pencils is a thing. We don't kink shame around here, but.
What do you do? You break pencils on his penis, or are you just breaking it? I'm confused.
I don't know. At first, I thought he was referring to his as a pencil, and I was like,
Joey,
if that's
you know
the case, then I'm out. But then I'm not even showing up, even if it's for $100, $500 at least. But
you charge, Joey?
I mean, depends.
Damn, we gotta start paying you more at the Breakfast Club.
Hello. I would donate it though. I'd use it for a good cause. Hello. Okay. The Sugar Baby Fund.
What's the Sugar Baby Fund? Break that down.
It's a possible business venture I'm thinking of making where sex workers donate all their things to good causes.
Oh, so instead of the sugar daddy, you the sugar baby.
Yeah, and then you give it to people that are actually in need.
Oh, mm-hmm. I like that. But then you're just having sex for fun.
It's not supposed to be, right? I mean, it is fun.
True. Okay. Okay.
Get mine, they get theirs. Except for him. We don't do pencil or breaking pencils, however. So.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Joey.
Yeah, no problem. Hopefully he's okay.
All right. Well, Joey just told you about a kink.
We used to pencil fight in school. Remember the pencil fights?
That sounds wild right now.
Maybe that's what he's referring to.
Nah, he's the pencil. You remember he's the pencil fight?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, we used to pencil fight in school.
But now if you want to pencil fight me, it goes a different way.
Sword fight leads to a pencil fight nowadays in 2021.
My goodness. Hello, who's this?
Does he know?
Does he know what?
Kashima.
Oh, good morning, mama. So you
God bless you. God bless you.
You got a kick, mama?
You need some tissue?
So in the bedroom, I like to be slapped around, throwing around, choking, spitting, all that kind of stuff.
You from Charleston?
I am.
I know. I don't know why you're trying to hide that. Don't tuck that Geechee in. I hear that Geechee. You don't want people to know who you is, huh?
No.
So you say you like them boy to box you in your mouth and slap on your boonkie and stuff?
No, I ain't saying all that, no.
So what are you saying?
Now you said spit on you. Spit on you where?
All kinds of places.
Oh.
You nasty, any?
Oh, yeah, little giggle.
Well, I'm not kink shaming, okay?
All right, mama. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Shay.
Hey, Shay. Now, what kinks? What are you into, mama?
So, my kink is getting paid for what I do. I'm a submissive. So, anything that I do besides scat play, I get paid for.
Scat play is doo doo.
Yeah, so I do everything besides that.
Like what? What's the craziest thing you've done?
The most creative thing. I would guess I'd say I've been strung up from the ceiling with clamps on my nipples and my nippling.
Ugh,
you've been hanging
hurt?
From the ceiling from your nipples?
No. I have clamps. So I'm in ropes hanging from the ceiling. Oh. But then I have clamps on the nipples and the nipple ring.
So let me ask you a question. So basically your turn on is just getting paid.
Yes.
So have you ever heard of a job?
I have a job. I actually have a great job. I'm in mortgage.
Do you orgasm on payday?
Not particularly.
Okay, so it's not necessarily the money. It's the everything that comes along with the money.
Like, do you wear high heels and step on guys' testicles and stuff like that?
No, sometimes, but I try not to. But no, so I must play no.
So, are you a professional prostitute, or you just play one on TV?
What?
Do you do? Is this your thing?
Yeah, it's my thing. It's really fun. You guys should try it.
Now I'll pass.
Why would I try?
You're not going to clamp my nipples. No, not going to hang me from the ceiling and clamp my nipples. Doesn't sound like a good time to me.
Would you want to give your information out? You want to tell people where to find you?
I would, but my dad listens to this. So.
Oh, got you.
You never know. Yeah. Your dad might be into that.
Shut up.
Not that her what? Dad. Oh. I mean, her dad might be into that.
I was about to say, Lord have mercy.
All right.
No. Have a blessed day,
but
man.
But, you know, that is a big fetish, like dudes knocking up their stepmoms and stuff like that and their stepsisters.
That don't got nothing to do with what the hell you talking about.
You right.
That's a what's daughter and a father.
What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is it's Freaky Friday. There's no moral to this story.
All right, when we come back, it's New Music Friday. So we'll get into some new music. So don't go. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Shut up, Uncle.
Too sexy for
No, you're not.
Too sexy for
No, you're not.
Too sexy for
No, you're not.
Yeah, yeah. All right, morning, everybody. We are The Breakfast Club. Angela Yee is out. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk new music.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club. So listen up.
What we got? What we got? New Music Friday. Put me on to something.
All right, New Music Friday. Now, French Montana, he releases They Got Amnesia. All right. Now, that's his new album. It has 21 joints on it. So let's play some snippets off of that. Let's play Touch the Sky featuring John Legend and Rick Ross.
Touch the sky. Let it drop back on these clowns, my head in the clouds. Whoever did me foul, she regretting it now.
I thought, you know, when I heard that, I'm like, this sounds very
Rosé-ish.
Yeah, very Rosé. So it made sense to hear that Maybach music and hear Rosé on there.
Now, also, Handstand with Doja Cat and Saweetie. Okay. So that's French Montana, Amnesia. They Got Amnesia's out today. Now, also, Snoop Dogg, all right? Algorithm. That's out today. He has a. Let's play a joint off of there. Let's play the Eric Bellinger, Snoop Dogg, Usher.
Say this used to be my jam.
I used to dream of being on records that they played at the barbecue. Tennis and spinners, Manhattan's dramatic, from Marvin to Mayfield. From Mavis to Gladys, then sung with the best of the best. So I guess I'm ecstatic.
Okay. I'm going to include bombs for Malaya, too, man. Malaya's on that Snoop Dogg Algorithm project. Phenomenal talent. She sings with she got a record on there called Anxiety. That's phenomenal. I think we played that when Snoop was here a few weeks ago.
Sure did. Now Bryson Tiller, he has a Christmas project, and this is Lonely Christmas featuring Justin Bieber and Pooh Bear.
It's gonna be a lonely Christmas.
What's up with that depressing-ass Christmas song? Why is it going to be a lonely Christmas? Did Haley leave Justin or something? What the hell's going on? What kind of uplifting Christmas song is that supposed to be? It's going to be a lonely Christmas. Ain't no gifts. Ain't no family. Ain't no mistletoe.
Well, it's going
to
be lonely.
Just be Jehovah's Witness. If you want to be Jehovah's Witness, Justin, just say that.
All right. Well, Adele released a new album.
My God.
It's her first album in 6 years. We don't have a joint off Adele's album, though. But it's out today. Isaiah Rashad, he releases a deluxe version of The House is Burning called Homies Begged. Boosie Badass, he pushed his album back. Now, some singles came out today. Willow Smith and Kid Cudi and Travis Barker. We don't have that. But we do have Freddie Gibbs and Jadakiss, Black Illuminati.
To this do a different game now. I don't rap about dead ops, I let his name now. Shame how they blackball Kane, they scratch my name out. I pushed it longer than I expected to get my name hot. They want to take me out this game like Shikari, Black Illuminati, touch big rabbit, streets need a body.
All right. Now, Soulja Boy Big Draco 2 is out too, right? That's out today as well. All right, and that's some of your new music.
Okay.
And that was your rumor report.
I want to hear Jadakiss on that Black Illuminati. Freddie got busy. I'm going to go listen to that when I get in the car.
All right. Well,
when I get in the car.
People's Choice Mixes up next. Get your request in. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Angela here talking about my friends at the General Insurance. They offer flexible payment plans and the ability to choose your payment date. Plus, they let you choose how you pay, whether that's with cash, card, or check. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com to learn more today. Some restrictions apply.
Power 105.1. The Breakfast Club. Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. So I've got another car show coming up, this time in Miami, December 12th. All right? Celebrity cars, exotic cars. You need to get down there.
Well, this is the perfect time to head down to Miami now that we're getting in the winter. What else you going to do down there?
Well, you know where I went to get some ideas? TikTok. There's so much to watch. I could just look at the Miami videos for days. Remember what I was showing you the other day?
Yeah, you got TikToks with people taking you on a tour through Miami. You got Miami food recommendations. TikToks of people flying over the city in a helicopter. Miami dogs and cats and alligators. People making jokes. People getting married. And yes, people in Miami posing with their Lambos. And listen, you always hear me say some of the craziest people come from the Bronx and all of Florida. And you can see some videos proving that point.
Yep. Everything you're into, even things you're not into yet. It's all on TikTok.
We've been talking about TikTok for a while now, and I get it now. I'm on board.
Okay, well, December 12th, I have some more TikToks to show you straight from my Miami car show. Be there and check out Miami cars, celebrity cars, and more. So much more on TikTok, you have to see it. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. We have the CMO of BET. We have Kim Page. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you, guys.
Give her all her acronyms, EVP and CMO.
Not the initials, all the initials.
And CMO.
Thank you, guys.
So for people that don't know, what are your responsibilities at BET?
Really, quite honestly, it's about marketing, right? It's mm-hmm. the strategy behind what we do. It's supporting all of our shows across all of our platforms, mm-hmm. from the linear side, the cable side. Cable side of the business, mm-hmm. to digital, to, you know, streaming. We just launched BET Studios, which is like a huge play that we're doing with Kenya Barris. So really kind of setting up the whole strategy behind that, mm-hmm. how the brand shows up, how we get people excited about the content, you know, all of the things that we're doing in the marketplace. So, yeah, so it's, and I get to work with awesome team.
You know, I saw when you first started working at BET, and they actually hired you from outside of media. So tell me how all of that happened, because you came from Coca-Cola.
Right. So I started really traditional, like, brand management track. So started at P&G. That's where you start if that's what you want to do, you know, because it's really known for training and
Procter
development.
Procter & Gamble.
Procter & Gamble. Mm-hmm. And then from there went to Coke. Worked at Coke for probably the bulk of my career, about 17 years at Coke, but really ran the Sprite business for a very, very long time, both nationally and internationally. And then from beverages, then I transitioned to beauty. Mm-hmm. So moved to New York from Atlanta, was a CMO at Coty, ran a number of our businesses, ran the Shea Moisture business for a while it was acquired by Unilever, and then got the call from BET. So I've always danced around media and entertainment. You know, again, when I was at Coke, ran our relationship with the NBA, LeBron, Drake, all the talent that we had, especially mm-hmm. on Sprite. We had a lot of, you know, connection to culture and hip hop specifically. But yeah, it was, you know, the call to kind of jump straight into media, which was, you know, to me, it couldn't have been at a better time. If you think about all the stuff that's been happening, right. you know, for like the last 2 years. And I think, you know, so for us to think specifically at BET, you know, I've always kind of looked at it and was a client for like 17 years. So now on the other side of the table and to be a part of something that, you know, really is rooted in, I think, what we do, because uh-huh. for us, you know, Black lives have always mattered. Mm-hmm. You know, if you think about when it was started over 40 years ago. But in addition to content, I think we are really committed to changing outcomes mm-hmm. for the community. And so if you think about all that was happening over the last 2 years, like we felt like we were on the front lines, right? So mm-hmm. between COVID and managing all of the things that were happening to our community and our audience, I mean, we felt a deep sense of responsibility and obligation.
So you started right before the pandemic.
No. So I started about 6 months before.
Woo, that is
so,
right.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
yeah.
crazy.
That was no joke.
So how difficult is it for like companies? I know one time it was difficult for BET to get the same amount of sponsorship dollars from these corporations as in some of these other networks. Is mm-hmm. it still that difficult?
You know, it's well, we're in a moment right now. Mm-hmm. I say everybody's chasing
yes.
black.
Yep.
So, you know, so thankfully the you know, the business is doing really, really well. But, you know, it's always been difficult, you know, sadly, right? Because we are always trying to, you know, champion and advocate for our community and for our audience. And I think, you know, even, you know, while I was at Coke, we always had to make the case for action. Like, mm-hmm. even on Sprite, like, why do you want to support hip hop? It's like, what are you talking about? You know, we're here to advance and contribute to the community. But I do think that it continues to be, you know, an interesting conversation.
You got to make sure this continues even after a moment.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So that is kind of always the challenge, because it's like, you know, this is not something that you just kind of come in and co-opt and, you know, try to, you know, connect and, you know, with our culture when it's convenient for you, right? And so, but we've been able to demonstrate that, you know, our culture is culture, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you're trying to, whether you sell wine or widgets, if you're not connecting with our audience, you're not relevant, because there's such a strong connection between culture and commerce, right? And so mm-hmm. I think the story that we've been able to really champion and tell at BET has just been consistent, right, in terms of that messaging, because we value the audience so much. And so really trying to, to your point, show advertisers the value of this audience, right? And so I often talk a lot about, you know, when return, you know, ROI, but it's return on influence for us.
Why do you think artists, a lot of artists don't take pride in BET like they should? Like, you look at, for instance, the BET Hip Hop Awards, right? And you think about the five biggest hip hop artists, and I don't think they were there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then you look at the Grammys, and then they'll show up at the Grammys, or they'll show up at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yep.
But
yep.
when it comes to home, it's like we don't get the necessary support from our own.
Yeah, you know, that's a real conversation. And I think, you know, we talk about it a lot. And so, one, I just want to thank you guys for the partnership and the support and the love that you give us. You know, it's an interesting conversation, you know, around where you really feel validated and valued.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for us, you know, for us, to your point around being home, there's so many, like, firsts that have happened on that BET stage, mm-hmm. right? You know, and then, you know, after, you know, become, you know, big stars, there is this kind of a little bit of a disconnect. And we talk about it a lot. And sometimes we even call it a black tax, right? Like we, you know, we get taxed in a certain way. But my perspective is, you know, let's take that tax to a luxury, like, because you're always going to be welcome back home, mm-hmm. right? And so when things happen, we, you know, it's the place where you come back to. Which is why I love when I see, you know, a lot of our big stars, you know, whether it's, you know, Beyonce or Kendrick, when they come back, it's just huge.
Right.
But it is an interesting conversation.
Right.
But, you
we
know,
complain all the time about, oh, the Grammys shouldn't matter. And
yeah.
It's
yeah,
not fair.
It's
but
real.
Then we are not showing up. And the Soul Train Awards, because I want to make sure we get into that, because this is exciting, too. And I love the Soul Train Awards. I actually have had the opportunity to go a couple of times. But it's going to be in New York for the first time at the Apollo. So what is the thinking behind that?
Yeah. So, one, everybody loves Soul Train Awards. I mean, honestly, it really is like just this big party. And mm-hmm. if you think about, like, Don Cornelius and what he was doing back at that time, you know, it was just pretty amazing. So, you know, we've been having a lot of conversations, you know, literally the last 2 years. We've been, you know, reimagining BET.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, you know, let's be, you know, bold and disruptive. And so everything's on the table by way of conversations. And so coming off of the heels of BET Awards, which I honestly think we set a standard of mm-hmm. excellence. Like, no award show has been able to do, you know, what we've done. And Connie, you know, and the team, they're just amazing, right? And so when we were talking about how do we kind of keep this renewed sense of energy in the shows, the idea came up to moving it to New York. Again, on the heels of all of the things that, you know, New York specifically has gone through during the pandemic. And then we started talking about Apollo. And that, even internally when we were having these conversations, there was just so much excitement, because we just knew, like, that's going to bring just a different level of energy
mm-hmm. yeah.
to the show itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the things that we're doing, you know, for the weekend, you know, in terms of supporting the community. So we're just kind of, like, you know, really excited about it.
All right. And, you know, to the point of working with these small businesses
mm-hmm.
and also supporting the Black community and being felt
yes.
and not just seen, you also have an initiative that you're doing that we're actually participating in.
Yes. Yes. So
with your money.
With
your money. I like that.
Yes. So over the last couple of years, especially the last 2 years, we really have been intentional about supporting Black businesses, especially during the pandemic. And so as part of our effort this weekend with Soul Train Awards, we are doing the same thing. We're supporting Black businesses. And so as a thank you to you guys and in support of all the things that you're doing, one, would love to know your favorite Black-owned restaurant, because we want, on your behalf, give
That's
each
hard.
Of the
I'm
restaurants
so
$10,000 apiece.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
$10,000.
Wow.
I got so many restaurants. I don't want nobody
to
be mad.
So choose carefully.
I can do a couple restaurants or just one?
One,
Envy.
Damn, if I tell you the wrong one, they're going to get mad at me.
I know. That's why we got to do this off the air. Because like,
okay, yeah. You guys let us know. But I think, again, that's just the spirit of what we're trying to do. Just give a little nod, a big hug to New York and all the small businesses for their strength and, you know, resiliency. So so thank you guys.
All right. Well, we're so happy that you came. But I know you're super busy with the Soul Train Awards coming up. And I know it was a lot to try. They're like, she has stuff before this. She has stuff after this. Let's squeeze it in. But Kim Page, EVP, and Chief Marketing Officer for BET, I really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
I know it's not easy to get you up here, especially during this crunch time.
No. And I was just, again, thank you guys. But in addition to all the amazing things that we're going to do, whether, you know, the show, on Saturday, all the community stuff we're doing. On Sunday, we're trying to break the Guinness Book of Records for the longest Soul Train line.
Okay.
Ed Marcus, you know, Gowrie Park.
In Harlem.
Everybody come out. Starts around noon. But, yeah, so the record is held somewhere where it shouldn't be held. I don't even know where it's held. But we want.
The nerve.
Right. We want to hold the record. And so really just want to invite everyone to come out. It's going to be music and fun and, you know, bring the whole family out.
So everybody can go to that and then come to Powerhouse afterwards.
That's right.
Pretty cool for a Howard alum.
Thank you.
Back at you.
Well, thank you so much. Did you graduate from Hampton?
Yes, I did graduate
from
Hampton.
Okay, just making sure.
I did. All right, well, thank you, Kim Page, for joining us. Now, also, don't forget my car show. That's right. It goes down in, I think, 3 weeks. Miami, get your tickets. That's right. Charlamagne, you got a positive note for the people?
I do have a positive note, but first I want to tell everybody, man, if you're in Monk's Corner, tomorrow, 1 to 3 p.m., pull up to the Berklee High School student parking lot, Monk's Corner, South Carolina. I'm doing my 8th annual turkey giveaway. It's a drive-through, so all you got to do is pull up 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And also tonight, make sure you tune in to Comedy Central at 10 p.m., my late-night talk show, The God's Honest Truth. We're asking the question tonight, is capitalism cap? And we have a very rich mogul on named Kevin Hart, as well as the author of Powernomics, Dr. Claude Anderson, and my guy, the master investor, Ian Dunlap. So make sure you tune in tonight at 10 p.m. on Comedy Central, The God's Honest Truth. All right? Now, the positive note is simply this, and it's really simple. Lord, if there's no purpose in it, please take me away from it.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.